7:46. We're joined now by web developer Jeremy Hexham, who follows political websites rather closely. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bruce.
Who's got the best of the websites, do you think?
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
As a voter, what do you think is a really key piece of information that you should have on your website for voters?
Your main policy, I would think. You know, what's your main promise?
How about an election date?
They don't even put that on.
They do not put that on. None of the political parties have the date of the election. Now, I know that the day is sometime after I'm coming out of my turkey-induced coma.
Yeah.
But I don't know the day offhand, and none of the parties are helping to let me know what day I should be going to the polls.
It's October 14th,
yeah.
Just so that you know, okay?
But they should at least have it on the website. Yeah, most of the parties are doing a pretty poor job, again, in this election. They don't give you the key information that you need to know. Too much graphics, not enough content. I mean, the Liberal Party has a really fancy flash page that makes that almost looks worse than the Calgary Transit website. The Conservatives, I mean, a year ago I would have said the Liberals had the best website. They've changed it to match the Conservative website.
I see.
Which gives you no content on the main page, just graphics. At this point in time, the Green Party has the best website because it actually tells you something and you can actually find information without too much difficulty.
All right. Are they using it, these parties, for edgier commercials, you know, more attack ads and such?
Just what you're seeing on the TV. There's no web content ads up as yet. It's just the stuff you're going to find if you watch Bravo or any other Ontario-based television station.
Okay, so they're just using the same commercial. Do
yes.
you think that we'll see commercials that are specifically made for the web?
It would be nice, but I don't see how the parties will do it. I think it's political pundits, you know, the people who enjoy politics who aren't really necessarily associated with the campaigns who could do it. I mean, I think the Green Party could have, you know, if they had a supporter out there who could have some fun making some great commercials, sort of what we saw with the anti-Hillary Clinton attack ads by a Barack Obama supporter back in January.
Now on Facebook and these other things, are people making their own commercials that are commenting or
not that I've seen at this point in time?
We haven't seen any ones yet.
I haven't seen them yet. All I've seen is the main commercials that the parties have endorsed. Nothing like not like the Expedia websites that we saw. The commercials that we saw during the provincial election when those guys made fun of Ed Stelmach. We haven't seen anything of that caliber yet in this election campaign.
We probably will, though.
Hopefully we will. Hopefully somebody will go out there and have some fun making fun of the leaders, but at this point it hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. Do we have any feel for numbers as to how many people even go to these sites?
No, and this is one of the things I find really annoying as a political web junkie. Statistics, the polling organizations never ask that, and I think it would be a key information because, you know, my generation, that under 35, this is how we get our information. We don't read the newspaper necessarily. We don't listen to radio stations. We go to the web.
What?
I know it's terrible. I shouldn't say that. I apologize, Bruce.
All right.
But, I mean,
so you get your news and your information through the web.
Yeah, that's what my generation does.
So
and now, it's not just my generation, by the way. I have several friends who
are 37 and they go to the web.
Well, over 65 who the web is how they're getting their information too.
I know. It's more and more all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm very surprised that we don't have any figures.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the political parties would then direct more energy toward it if they thought or knew there were a lot more people there.
Well, I think they would. And what I find very interesting is when you talk to politicians who are elected, they say how wonderful their elected websites are. But then when you ask them about elections, they say, well, the website isn't important. Nobody goes to it.
Yeah.
But they don't know any better.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to solve this, then.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I was going to go and look at one of them, but I'm not now.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to watch over the election how the websites get better, or if they stay the same, or how they're updated. I mean, the Green Party is regularly updating their website. It's exciting.
Do you support the Green Party just by chance?
No, I don't support the Green Party.
Because you keep mentioning them.
Well, I just think they have the best website at this point.
Okay.
I mean, if the NDP or the Conservatives or the Liberals improve their website, I'd be the first person to come in here and say, hey, Bruce, they've listened to me, they've improved it.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I mean, when I look at the Green Party website, they're giving me information. They said last night, you know, Elizabeth May is in the debate.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Okay, easiest way to find them, just Google Green Party, Liberal Party, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to do like every Canadian voter is going to do right now. I'm going to YouTube to watch a Spice Girls video. It's 7:51 and here's Natasha.